How much work do you have to do to get into heaven? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you will hear from Sam Daniels again, who was on our previous show, who worked very hard as a Muslim to get into heaven.
And I can totally relate to that. Even though I didn't grow up with that faith, we had a religious faith, and there were certain things that we had to do in order to make it to heaven. And I can remember one time I went to this church and I said, how do I get to heaven? They said, well, you got to take this class and you got to be water baptized. And I just felt like, wow, I have to do all this stuff to get to heaven. How am I ever going to get there?
Well, and I think a lot of people listening might be saying, you know, I think that way too. You have to be a good person to get into heaven, but how good do you have to be? What's amazing about what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. I really love that verse because it really puts it out real clear. How much work do you have to do to get into heaven? None. It's not work, it's by faith. And faith in whom? It's in Jesus Christ, because he did the work for us so that we could receive a gift. You know, I love gifts. And when you get a gift for like Christmas, you don't really do anything except open it. You know what I mean? When your parents, they love you, they make a gift, they go buy it, they shop for it, they do all the work. They give it to you and you just open it. So it works with salvation.
And I think what was hard for me is even though I came to know the Lord and I received Jesus, I still struggled with trying to earn his love, trying to gain his acceptance. And it was a working out of my salvation, trying to understand his love, knowing that in the Bible it says, yet while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And that really helped me a lot. And so if you're listening, just know it's not about works, it's about Jesus. Stay tuned to hear from Sam Daniels after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Saigon Bowl Restaurant and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Saigon Bowl offers the best of Vietnam right here in Denver, Colorado. Winning awards from Yelp, Urban Spoon, and TripAdvisor, Saigon Bowl is sure to please with authentic Vietnamese pho, noodle bowls, seafood dishes, and other fine Asian cuisine. Just Google them as Saigon Bowl Denver or call them at 303-935-2427. That's 303-935-2427.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Sam Daniels. He's been with us on our last few shows. He was a Muslim for 50 years, and he ended up almost dying, got shingles in his optic nerve. In fact, he lost sight in his left eye. But what happened with the shingles is basically that it went to the back of his brain, and it messed with his organs, and they were telling him that he could be completely dead by the morning, and if he were to live, then he would be in a vegetative state. And so through that process, he called out to Allah, and lo and behold, instead of Allah showing up, Jesus showed up in the hospital and told him, I am that I am, and that I am Yeshua. I am the Son of God.
It was amazing in the last story where he talks about how he really began to understand the discrepancies with his past former faith, and how he was really strengthened as he researched Christianity and Christ, how he was very strengthened in his newfound faith with Jesus Christ, and meeting him totally changed everything. And in this next show, he's going to be talking about some more encounters, which is totally encouraging.
Yes, it's really powerful how he researched the Quran and the Bible and found the discrepancies and then had encounters with God as he asked questions. So let's welcome back to the show, Sam. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Well, my research led me from one place to another. It was multi-layer, multi-step. And the more I researched, the more shattered I became in my feelings and my sadness of how could I have been so deceived? Mm. How could I have been so smart in my own eyes, thinking I was smart, I've done it all, many people would love to be in my shoes, to suddenly realize I took the Quran on the face value that it is written by divine origin. Mm. And most Muslims are deceived by the same notion. In fact, the problem is almost 95% of Muslims know maybe one chapter, maximum two chapters by heart. Mm. And they claim to know the whole Quran. They will put their life on less than 2% of knowledge of the Quran based on what somebody else told them. So coming from the strength of I know all of it by heart did not make me any better. It actually crushed me spiritually even further because I thought I knew it. Now I realize I don't. And when I started reading the Bible, every time I read it, it spoke to me differently. Mm. Now, all my life, 50 years, I read the Quran. It never spoke to me. It confused me. Mm. There was never a divine moment where you have tears coming out of your eyes, choked up in the Spirit of God, saying, wow, what a revelation, what a comfort. There has never been any of it. In the entire Quran, there is not a single promise other than the death of a martyr that you will go to heaven. Mm. In fact, the second Khalifa after Muhammad died said, I don't trust Allah if one of my legs were in heaven, that he might change his mind and put me in hell.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So when you read that, you say, so what promise of salvation do I have? What promise of anything do I have? If everything they talk about in the Quran is wrong, then why am I even worried about him? But after I left Islam and I started in my pursuit to become a follower of Christ and a true servant of Christ, I started praying because I felt this void. What am I doing for God? I'm expecting full benefit. I'm not doing anything for him. Mm. And I kept struggling. And my wife asked me one of the times, she said, you know, what are you going to do with this notion of Christlam that you're trying? I said, when I come to that bridge, I'll cross it. Mm-hmm. I came to it very quickly, within a day. Because I realized this is not the way. The only way forward is by purifying your heart, asking God to truly reveal himself to you. I don't care where anybody is. Maybe they have never had an encounter with God. We have a lot of people filled with, why me, God? Oh, where was God when I was being tortured or had rough childhood period or I was abused or my family left me or whatever? God has always been there for you. Mm-hmm. But God looks at the broken and put them back together as one piece. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look at the perfect and say, well, this is my servant. Each and every servant of Christ, each and every one of them had an issue. Each and every one of them had tribulation. And the Bible tells us, tribulation you will have, but don't take heart to it. I have overcome the world. Mm. So it's part of it. And the more I researched, the more I found peace. Yeah. The more I researched, the more I found healing. Mm-hmm. And the more I researched, the more I found a lot of deception in all kinds of different religions. But any religion that takes the deity of Christ away of who he is not of God. Mm. It doesn't matter what you call it, whether it's Buddhist, whether it's Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Anything that takes the deity of my Lord and Savior out of who he is, the living God, the Son of God, is wrong. Mm. Because once you start taking his deity away, then you're dodging a very dangerous ground that does not lead to heaven. Uh-huh. So therefore, with all the research, and I've researched maybe 30,000 pages of different historic events to join it with biblical, with everything else. And then I realize how much deception there is in the world religion because everybody is trying to make it work for their benefit. Mm.
You know, there are people listening right now who have never met Jesus. They don't know which way is the right way. They're really confused about religion and relationship. And maybe they're even trying to work their way to God because they want to be a good person. And they feel like, I've done so much wrong. Maybe I need to make it up to God. Can you talk to them, maybe someone who's listening?
Well, the love of God, there is no such thing as I've done too many wrongs, too many mistakes, I'm not worthy, I can't even reach, I can't look into God. God looks at you as the image that he made of himself. Our choices that we've made does not change his love for us. Mm-hmm. He loves you and me serving him as he loves the sinner. But once they are accepted into his kingdom, as accepting him as our Lord and Savior, and the only way to heaven, then all our sins are forgiven. So our sins, not only forgiven, and the Bible tells us he'll separate them as far as the east from the west. So he doesn't even look at them. When somebody wrongs you, you always remember it. It doesn't matter how much we've wronged God. All it takes is a true repenting heart, genuine from the heart, and saying, God, I am so sorry. I want you in my life. I am a sinner. Come into my life. Cleanse my heart. Make it pierce for what pierces yours. Fill it with your Holy Spirit. Cleanse it, lead it, and use it for your glory. And we don't have to look for Jesus outside. Look at him inside our heart. Because he knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb.
Yeah.
So when I'm looking for Jesus, looking for God, everything you look outside in the creature, you could see the image of God. You could see his marvel. You could see his majesty and his glory in the creation. But most of all, dip inside into your own heart and look at the deepest thought in your heart and say, God, I need you in my heart. I need your truth. I don't need man's truth because man is full of deception. I need your truth, and the only truth is you. I need your way because you are the only way. Come into my life. Come into my heart. Bring those around me who could make me better understand who you are. And if there is anything that is not of you in my heart, rip it out and fill it with you. But most of all, reveal yourself to me. So I don't need somebody else to tell me who you are. I need to know who you are from you. Because nobody knows God more than the Son, and nobody knows the Son more than God.
Wow, that's powerful. Well, Sam, it's been wonderful having you share your testimony with us. And I just want to thank you again for sharing all that God has done. And we're going to pray for those who have just said what you said. They've just prayed what you said. And they said, Jesus, I need you. Reveal yourself to me, that they would know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. God bless you, Sam, and all the things that you do to reach people who need hope. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
You know, I'm just feeling impressed that there's someone listening right now, and you're listening. You're so interested into this story, and you're like, wow, that's amazing. But your mind is fighting this idea. Like, well, what if I were to pray to Jesus like that? What if Jesus were to show up to me? That might mess things up as I have planned. But you know, as you've heard with Sam, God doesn't mess anything up. He just reveals maybe we're standing on like sand, and that we need to come and move over to be on the rock. And Jesus is that rock. So I'm going to give you the opportunity right now to respond to the call of what Sam was just talking about. Jesus, we just call out to you, the true you and the Son of God. We take a moment to say, we believe you're the Son of God. We want to receive you as the Bible says. We receive you into our lives. We repent from all the evil things we've done. And we know that you'll come and you won't remember our wrongdoings. And that we can come to you and be saved. And that you'll be with us.
Yes.
And guide us from day to day from here on out. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God loves you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.